you're in the middle of tzaddik to zayin and mabez. Again, the shaila was, are you chayiv two if you make a hoitzor and a hachnosa? Are you chayiv two or one? We'll see in more of the third line. Omalei Rabbi Yosef, Mara ha masni lo v'kashalei. The Rebbe had the Rebbe. He had a Stephen Rebbe. He wanted to say that Rebbe says, when you throw from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim Dal Damas, we wanted to say Yechayiv Shtayim. One for Hoitzor, and one for Avorah Dal Damas. So Shaila was, one's an Av and one's a Toldo. You want to say Yechayiv two for the same Av and the same Toldo. I, Rebbe says, no, you only Chayiv 39 Chatois. See, I'm a Stephen Rebbe. I learned this teretz along Alib Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda is not shre. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds that when you do a told and an av of the same av, you chayiv too. The Tanya, the Bryce says like this: Rishus Hayochid Rishus Rabim. Somebody throws something from Rishus Hayochid into Rishus Rabim, the Ovar Abba Amos Rishus Rabim, and it didn't land right in Rishus Rabim. It went further another Dal Damas Rishus Rabim. So Rabbi Yehuda Mechayiv, Rabbi Yehuda says Yechayiv, but come and poach it. Come and say a potter. Even though you threw from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, still the come and say a potter. So the Havamina is, Om Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Mechayiv Hoy Rabbi Yehuda Shtayim. The Shaila is, are Yechayiv 2 or 1? Chayiv Shtayim. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say Yechayiv 2? Achas Meshum Hoitzoh, because you threw from Rishus HaRabim, from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, that's called Hoitzoh, the Yachas Mishum Havorah, and then it blinds like another Malach of Havorah. Notice we consider it, when it left your house into the Rishus HaRabim, right away we say the Svarah Kluta Kimishunchum. It's as if it landed on the ground, and then it went up by itself, and went again, Dal Damas Rishus HaRabim, that's Havorah Dal Damas. So Yechayiv two, one Mishum Hoitzoh, and one Mishum Havorah. So tomorrow, what's the raya? These sakot daikachodu the mechayiv. If you want to say of Yehuda that it says chayiv, only means you only chayiv one. Or b'zoy mechlal the rabbon and patri legamri. The rabbon and say a potter. So if you can say of Yehuda only says there's one chayiv, that means rabbon and say a potter legamri. Is the kasha? How could rabbon and say a potter? For afik lo mirushus hayochad rushus rabim. You threw it out from rushus hayochad rushus rabim. So how could rabbon and say a potter? Elamai, Rabbon Mamoidi only chayiv one. The pshat is they don't hold the svara klut to kamishunchon. You took the ball from Rishus HaYochid and you threw it out to Rishus HaRabim. When it lands, it's called one ma'is avera. You made an akira Rishus HaYochid and it landed Rishus HaRabim. You chayiv one. You have Yehuda hold you chayiv two because he holds the svara klut to kamishunchon. When you threw the ball outside your house, as soon as it went through the first avir Rishus HaRabim, klut to kamishunchon. It's as if it made Hanloch and Rishus HaRabim, Yechayif Hoitzor. And then it goes right to another Dal Damas, Yechayif Havor. This is the right, and if Yehuda holds, Yechayif Atolda B'mokimav. Even though Hoitzor is the Yav, and Havor Dal Damas is only Atolda, if Yehuda holds, Yechayif too. That's what we want to hold. And if Yehuda is not Shvem, maybe if Yehuda Taka does hold, that an Av and a Tolda could be Chayif too. So the more name, Noraya. Mimai, Dilma Lyoeda May Moloch, if Yehuda Chod, Yehuda Mechayif. I tell you, no, Rabbi Yehuda Takoni says Yechayiv one. The Mechayiv for two, either he holds, you don't say Klut to Kemishuncha, or else Rabbi Yehuda holds, you're not Chayiv for Nab, but Mokim Atolda, or Tolda, but Mokim Anav. Therefore, you only Chayiv one. For Rabbonin, I bezoi Patri Lagamri. Rabbonin, like I say, you put Lagamri. You took this bull, you threw it from your Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim, and it landed Dal Damas later, you put Lagamri. Why? What kind of svar is that? Why according to Rabban Lai Potter? You threw a chepas from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara could go in the Omar, the person said, I did not land the Rishus HaRabim to Nuach. His das was, I just want to throw it out to the first inch of the Rishus HaRabim. My das is that as soon as it gets into the Rishus HaRabim, I want it to land. So as if he had das to throw this coin into this spot in Rishus HaRabim. And by mistake, you threw it too hard, and it went right to another Dal Damas. So according to Rabbonim, you put Lagamri. Because it's called Lo Yisavid Machshavtoi. Your Machshava was it should land over here, Rishus HaRabim. And it didn't land here, it went right to another Dal Damas. That's why you put it. So Rashi. So the Gemara of Hokimifuga, this is the Machlokes. The Yehudis of our Amrinon Kaluta Kamishuncha. We say that as soon as the Chayfetz goes into the Avir Rishus Rabim, it's considered like it was Munach there. So Kaluta Kamishuncha V'yisavida Le'machshavtoi. Your Machshava was, you're throwing this coin out from your house to the Rishus Rabim, and your Machshava was it should land its first second it gets into the Rishus Rabim. Now, if you hold this new Svara Kaluta, the fact it goes through the Avir is Kamanda Hunach Damin, so it's as if it landed the first second in Rishus Rabim. That's why I called Rabbi Yehudi Yechayiv. If we are born in Tzavri, lo yamrin akluta kimi shuncha, lo yasavid le machshavtoi. And that's why they're born and say, pot legamri. Your machshava was this coin should land in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. And it did happen. It landed Dalal Damas later. That's why you put there. So the Gemara Avla told them, mokamav lo yamachayiv Rabbi Yehuda. There could be a Yehuda also only holds you only chayiv one. You're not chayiv for two. You only chayiv one. And Enechnami, two you can't be chayiv, because since you're doing hoitzor, that's the yav, even if you're doing avora now, you'd be potter, you're not chayiv, and I told you, mokamav. So maybe that's pshan, this machlekes. So the Gemara name that can't be. Let's talk about that, don't think like this. The Tanya, we have Yehuda, Moisef, Av, Hashrevet, V'yam Adagdik. We have Yehuda was Moisef in the mission of Ovis Malachas, we have 39, he said Shrevet and Madagdik is also a special Av Malachim. Now these are two types of Ariga. Of fixing up the Ariga, we'll soon see. That's what Yehuda holds. Omru loy, the Rabbanan said back, no. Shoivet hareyu bechlau mesich. Shoivet is bechlau the melech of mesich. And medagdeg hareyu bechlau oirig. That's bechlau the melech is oirig. Now again, I forgot to bring the picture book again. The way you weave is, first you put along the strings of the shesi. You make strings going upwards, a lot of strings going upwards. And then you make the Orev going in a way, you weave through it. So, Mesech means setting up the Shesi, setting up the strings, going upwards, that's the Melechus Mesech. If you have the weaving machine, and you put the strings going upwards, that's the Av Melech of Mesech. What does Shevet mean? Shevet means when you put the string upwards, they're not so straight. After you put them up, you have to hit the strings to make them go into place. So we hold that's the Chilek of Mesech. It's not a special Av Malacha by itself, but Shevet is Bechlau Mesech. That Mesech means setting up the long strings, and Shevet means hitting them, getting them into place. It's one Malacha. If you hold it's a separate Malacha, there's one Malacha Stam putting the strings in the machine upwards, around, and then Shevet is a new Malacha. You take a stick like a Shevet means you hit it. You hit the string to get them in place, that's a separate Malacha. That's a Yudashita. Vaita Medagdik, Hareya Bechlau Oirig. Oirig is when you put the strings going across, going the Orev. It means after you have the strings, they are longwise, then you put the strings across that you weave. That's what makes the weaving. So that's Oirig making the weaving, putting the string across. Medagdik is the same thing. When you put the string across, sometimes it's not so straight. You have to be medagdik, get it into the right position. You move that string around. So if you hold the two malachas, there's one malach of the cloud putting the string across, weaving it. And even after you put it across, then you have to be medagdik. You have to smooth it out, get it into the right shape, right position. So if you do shita is a separate av by itself. And the chum say no, it's bechlal the same malacha. If you do it together, it's only one av malacha. So the chura will be bringing it right now. So we're talking about you doing them together. And since you're doing them together, if you do hold yechayiv too. So you see yechayiv for an av and a tolda together yechayiv too. So that's the more name. Oh, there's more. My love the avdinu l'tavaya b'had adodi. We're talking about the quantity of Yehuda Moisef means you did Shevet and you did Mesech together. You did Medagdik and you did Ariga together. And still you chai for both of them. I, one's a Nav and one's a Toda. So it's a Raya of Yehuda, you chai for Nav and Mokim Toda. Ushmamina de Mechayev, or Rabbi Yehuda, a Toda of Mokim Av. Even though Shevet is only a Toda of Mesech, still you chai too. So the Gemara name, Mimai, Dilma Liyelam Diyovda Laho Lachuda Vo Lachuda. Maybe I'll tell you, no, Yehuda is not talking about you did both together. You did a Shevet and you did a Mesech together. He's talking about you did one separately. Only a Mesech. Only a Shevet. If you have Yehuda, I told him, Mokam Av, Loi Mechayit. Enechnami, if you do an Av, and then you do a Toldi, you do a Mesech Hoitzor on Shabbos, and then you'll be Mavar Dalamas, which is Rabin, you'd only be Chayiv one. Since it's a Toldi of the Av, you only Chayiv one. So then what's this Machlekes then, Yehuda and the Rabbanin? Do you consider Shevet and Mesech two separate ones, or do you consider it one? That's the pshat. And Yehuda holds that this Shevet, That means after you put the strings in the weaving machine upwards, you straighten it out, the shevet, it's not a tolda. He holds called an av by itself. He holds that's an av. That's a Yehuda's Kiddush. The Yehuda's saw the honey of this ninu. If you are born in Savri, honey told this ninu. That's the machlokes. If Rabbi Yehuda would hold that shevet is only a tolda, avadi wouldn't be chayiv too. Rabbi Yehuda holds shevet is an av by itself. And that's the machlokes. The Rabbanim say no, it's only a tolda, and Rabbi Yehuda holds shevet and medagdik is enough a separate malacha to be called a malacha by itself. So the Gemara Teda bring your raya for this, that Rabbi Yehuda is not saying yechayiv for a tolda malacha mav, but yechayiv for two toldas. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda meisif. Rabbi Yehuda adds. What do you mean he adds? Iyamet bishleima ovois my meisif meisif ovois. We have before Mishnah there are 39 novice malachas. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying I'm adding to those 39 shevet and medagdik. See if you can tell me Shevet the Medadik is an Av Malacha, is good what he's eating. He's eating another Av Malacha. Eli Yamre told us, my Maisif, what do you mean he's Maisif? There are thousands of told us. Doesn't Basar Yehuda's Maisif told us in the Mishnah? The Mishnah doesn't say the told us. The Mishnah just says, La Mites Avas Malachas. So it's a Diyak of Yehuda says he's eating another Av Malacha. So right, we're going to apply that if Yehuda never says Yechayah for a told and an Av at the same time. He only is Chayah for different Avas. I Mesech, it's a separate malacha by itself. Mesech and Shevet. Mor itmanami, Rab of Rabbi Yosef Yarmatevayu, Loi Chayev Rabbi Yehuda Elachas, Enecham Yehuda only says Yechayev one. When you threw from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus Rabin, and it went down to Rishus Rabin, you're only Chayev one. Omele, why? You can't be Chayev for the Havorah, because since you're Chayev for the Yitzor, that's the Yav, you're not Chayev for the Tolda, but Mokam the Yav. Omele, Ravina Ravashi, Olamai, the Solikadayti Mikorah. We had a haven many before that according to Yehuda Yechayiv too. And Sad Yechayiv for the Av Malacha, you threw the coin from your house into the Shusarab, you made Hoitzor, and then it went down Damas, Yechayiv Havorah. Even though Havorah was a Tolda, the haven many was you could be Mechayiv for an Av and a Tolda together. But the kasher is, why Yechayiv too? E lohochi kaboyilo, lohochi lo kiboyilo. And ilohochi kiboylo, lochi lo kiboylo. Like we said before, you have to have a machshava. You have to know where you want to throw it. Here, the person wanted to throw it outside from his house into the Shus Rabin. Where did you have machshava to throw it? If Yadka wanted to throw it as soon as it lands in Shus Rabin, so you only chayiv one for the tzor. Later, when it goes right to Dal Damis, you didn't have machshava to land Dal Damis later. Sakhli mechayiv two. Manashuk. If you had asked this coin should end up Dal Damas away, so you can't be chayiv for the Yitzor. What do you mean chayiv for the Yitzor? As soon as the coin left the house, we say Kluta makes as if it landed right here. But that wasn't your machshava. Your machshava was you want to throw this coin Dal Damas. So you had machshava should land over there. Obviously, for this Hanukkah, your potter. Elamai what? No, he had das, it should land as soon as it goes into Rishas Rabin. So you're chayiv for the Yitzor. But then you can't be mechayiv for that vara. You didn't have das for it to go later. And that's the kasha. Where did you have kavana? It should go. How are you chayiv too? Or malay, or from manakimta, v'yoyme kol mokam sheh tirtza tenuach. He says, that if I'm not makpid where it lands. Wherever it lands, I'm nicha with it. I'm just doing a ma'isai tzor. I'm throwing this coin outside Rishas Rabin. Wherever it lands, I'm nicha. The male of the Havin was a Yehuda holds Kluta Kemishuncha. So as soon as the coin goes outside to Shusharab, it's considered like it landed right now. You made Hoitzur. Then it goes right to another Daldamis. That's called Havara. And the Havin was he's Chayiv for a Toldo of Mokamav. That's not Kesi Chayiv too. So the Gemara. Pshita. Niskavin Lizrek Shmoina. Person standing by Shusharabim. And he has Das to throw this ball 8 Amis away from him. That's his Das to throw it 8 Amis. The Zorak Arba, and by mistake he only threw it 4, or the ball only went 4 amas away. So Churitz Loi Mekayim Machshavtei, he didn't do what he had Machshava. It should be like Einim Eskavim, like Mesasik. So at Gemara, no, you still Chayiv. Harei Kosav Shem Yishimin. It's not worse when somebody wants to write the word Shimon, and he only writes the word Shem, Shin Mem. That's all he writes. Shimon, Shin Mem, Ayin Vav Nun, he left out, he only wrote the Shin Mem that we had before Yechayiv. Ah, you had machshava to write Shimon, but without shame is a choshev azach by itself. Yechayiv is here also. You had kavanah to throw 8 amos, but now that you threw it 4 amos, it's a choshev azrikon. Yechayiv for that. What about fakert? Niskavin lizrek arba. You had kavanah only to throw the chayfit dal damis away. V'zarek Shimon, and by mistake you threw it too hard and it went away dal damis. Are you chayiv not mahu? Me Amrinun Ho'opakle. Kafot, he threw it out, and he had kavana to make Hoitzor, to make Kavaro Dal Damatis Chayiv. Oiduma Hechi the boy Holenach. About Kalponim, he wanted it to land after 4 Amis. And now it went further, 8 Amis. He didn't have Dasa to land there. So that's not called Mekayim Achshav, it's not called a good Hanacha. So it's Gemara. What's the whole Shaila here? For Lav Hainu Diyomalei Ravina Ravashi. Isn't this like we had before Ravina answered Ravashi, Viyomalei? Viyomer Kolmokam Shatirtsa Tanuach. That what? When do we say Yechayiv? Only when a person says, I'm making Hoitzo, and wherever it lands on Nicha. Then Yechayiv here, Yechayiv there, because he had Machshava both places. Mashmakula, if you don't have Machshava, but you land after Dal Damis, you're Potter. So both these cases, you should be Potter. You had Kavanah to throw 4, and it ended up you only throw 4. You had Kavanah to throw 8 Amis away, and it ended up it only went 4 Amis. You didn't have Machshava to land after 4 Amis. You wanted it to land only after 8 Amis. So Zoya Potter, that's called Loikayim Machshavtoi. Or if I can't, you wanted to throw 4 Amis. And it went 8 Amos away. When it landed 8 Amos away, that wasn't your Machshava. Your Machshava wasn't to land there. That's not called a good Hanacha. Hey, for Hanacha, you have to have Machshava. You want it to land in that place. So both these two cases, you put them. So Drashi, the first one, the big line here. But if the person did not say wherever it lands, Amnichon, loy mechayiv. Elim came nocha b'mokem achshavtoi. You only chayv if that nocha is the place where you wanted to rest. Hochi nami b'tavaya mifter. Both these two cases you potter. Loishna neskav nizvik shemayna zorak arba. Loishna lizvik arba zorak shemayna potter. Because that wasn't your machshava. So both cases you potter. I fret gemara u dekamra terei kosev shemi shimin. Yes miyakashi though, when you had kavanah to throw 8 amis and you ended up only throwing 4 amis. You wanted to say a svar yechayiv. Why yechayiv? Because by doing 4, it's a chashuv amalochom. Just like when you have kavana to write the word shimon, and you only write the first shin mem yechayiv. You see, when you start doing it yechayiv. For the gemara midami, hasam kama deloy kosev shame lemichtav leshimon. So when you had metchila das to write the word shimon, you had das to write a shin to write a mem. So when you go write the shin and the mem, it's called makayim achshavtoi. That was your das. You can't write Shimon without first writing your Shimon. So when you wrote the first Shimon, you had Kavona, so that by itself is a Choshev Hashem. Shem means something by itself. That's why you chayit. Abahocha, kama de loizorek arbo leimizdark le timna. That means here it's 2 separate meisim. You wanted it to land 8 amas away. What does 4 amas have to do with 8 amas? 4 amas is not 8 amas. It's not what you wanted. So maybe you'd be potter. So drashach yasinim. With the camera to Ray Kosev Shemi Shimin, Rashi Bar Niskam, made by Niskam, the Nizvik Shemina. You had that to throw 8 Amis away. The Zorah Dalad, you only threw it 4 Amis. To Pshit, Lelich Yuva, you want to say Pshit Yechayiv. Kol Moisiv, we say no. Mi Dami, Hosum Kol Kamad Le Kosev Shem, Le Michtav Shimin. Before you write the word Shimin, you have to first write Shin Mem. Hilka, Ki Kosev Shem, you wrote Shin Mem the Kavona. Ksive, as Ksive, you wrote it the Kavona. You did a good malacha. There's the shame of a person. A person's called shame. It's called a name. You had that to throw it 8 amas away, and it ended up only 4 amas away. It has no shaykhis 4 8. Hilka kinach b'seiv dalid. When it ended off at the end of 4 amas, le'niskayim achshavtoi. Your machshava wasn't that it should land 4 amas. True, it has to travel 4 amas to get 8 amas. But you don't want it to rest at the end of 4 amas. Your machshava was it to travel straight and end up 8 amas. Now it only traveled 4 and landed at 4. That has nothing to do with your machshava. You had no kavana for it to rest at the end of 4. Therefore, avad yipotter. That's the halacha. If you weren't makayim machshavtoi, yipotter. It's not called you had kavana to do the malacha. Tana Rabbanan. Hazorik Mirshus Harabim Mirshus Harabim Mirshus Hayochid Biemtza. I say again, you're standing on Beverly and you throw something from Mirshus Harabim Beverly through the shul into the other Mirshus Harabim. Yeah, is Alocha Dal Damis Chayim. Abi, you threw Dal Damis in the Mirshus Harabim itself. Chayim. We don't know this far as Klut to Kemishuncha. When it went through the Mirshus Hayochid, it means nothing. So the kids see you threw from one Rishus Rabim to another Rishus Rabim. Now the Lachar is in Rishus Rabim, when are you chayiv? If you threw Dal Damis. Let's say you're standing 2 amis away from the shul there, and it went 2 amis away from the shul there, you'll be chayiv. Because l'maisa, you threw 4 amis in Mishas Rabim. Even though 2 amis is there, 2 amis is there, it's mistarif. So it's Gemara. B'yantza of Dalad Amis, chayiv. Focus mi'ab amis potter. But if you only were 2 amis away from the shul, and here it only went 1 amor out of the shul, you'll be potter. So the Moramai Kamashman was the Kiddush here, who Kamashmalun, Rishuyit Mistarfus. You can starf one Rishus Rabbim with another Rishus Rabbim. And we don't say when the Chayfus went through the shul, through the Rishus Yachid, it's considered like it landed in the shul, because then you'd be chayav no matter what. Even if it didn't go down Lamas Rishus Rabbim, but you threw from Rishus Rabbim to Rishus Yachid, you'd be chayav. So Kamashmalun, we don't say that, Svorah. Kozman is traveling through the air, it did not land Rishus Yachid. There's no Maisa Hoitzur. It went through into next Rishus Rabin. It's only called you were Mavir Dalad Amis Rishus Rabin. See if you could count 4 Amis, you Chayiv. If not, you Potter. Trashi Pokal Yab Amis Potter, the Mishum Matzol Le Mechayiv Le Amin Klut Gemishun Chodam. Rishu Yisah Shavis. Mitzarfes Rishus Rabin Zu, Rishus Rabin Zu. Ud Loi Kerev Yosef Yom Perek HaMoitzi Yayin Af Behelen Echod Rishus Echod Chayiv Le Shter Rishu Yis Potter. We had the Yosef before said no. If you carry out the 2 different Rishu Yis, not in Starf, you'd be Potter. So according to Yosef, here also you'd be potter. You also have a raya. We hold, we paskin, you do not say this svara kluta when it's traveling through the air of Rishus Yochid, it's kamay shuncha as if it landed in Rishus Yochid. We don't say that svara.
Why didn't the Gemara bring this check with the Tari before when it brought Makura with Rebbe? There we weren't concerned
with it. No, Allah, it's just Ravn. We didn't mention Dalad Amis there. He was saying another Kiddush. So that's Agav, but the Ike Chiddush is that Mitzvah. Agav says this Chiddush. It's telling you Chiddush that Mitzvah, the Rishuyas. It says both Chiddush together. Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Omar Rav Abba. Omar Rav Huna. Omar Rav. Hamavir Dalad Amas Mishus Rabbi Mekoro. If somebody walks with something in the Rishus Rabbi that has a roof over it, it has in Mekoro, you have a roof and awning over the Rishus Rabbi, and you walk under the awning, Dalad Amas, Ishino Potter. Midiraisi a potter, even though you're in the Rishus Rabbim and you're carrying Dalad Amis, but since it has a Makari roof, that's not called Rishus Rabbim Midiraisa. Why? The Fisheina Doima Ladigle Midbur. It's not Doima to the Golem in the Midbur. When the Kayasaw traveled in the Midbur, they did not have anything covering over the heads. It was not Machusa Rishus Rabbim, so Rishus Rabbim has to be open on top. But if you have Rishus Rabbim, even though it's wide enough, and enough people go through it, unless you're through Wilshire, but you put a kisa, you put a covering through Wilshire, you'll be potter midiraisa. Trashi mekari mechusa. Because in a digle midbar, means the midbar, when the Yidin traveled, the Rishus Rabbim was open, there was no covering on top. Shredigmore, Eini, it's not true. I'll bring you a case that in the midbar, it was also covered on top. There was a case where the Rishus Rabbim was covered. For Agolois, the Agolois, the wagons themselves, that they carried the Mishkan on in the midbar, the Makuris heaven. The Agolas themselves were like covered up. It had a covering on top of the Agol, on top of the wagon. The Yama Rav said, Mishum Rebichia, Agolas, you should know the wagons themselves. Now Tachteim, underneath the wagon, if somebody throws something and lands underneath the wagon, Ubeneim, in between one wagon and the other wagon, Vitideim, and the Tzadim of the wagons, is a Rishus Rabbim. It's considered a Rishus Rabbim. Like we had before, the wagons went, there were 4 wagons they had. They had 2 going like this, and 2 here. So he had 4. One here, were 2 on the side, and then in front of it 2. So they used to travel Kaseda like this. So now Rav says, in between the 2 wagons, here is a Rishus Rabin. Underneath the wagon, it's called Rishus Rabin. And today it means, they used to have the wheels. So between the wheel and the wagon itself is also called Rishus Rabin. It's all this Mekaymus. We'll see later that how do you know Rishus Rabbim has to be 16 Amis? The wagons were like this. The wagon itself was 5 Amis, and in between was 5 Amis, and the next wagon was 5 Amis. And on the sides, they had about a little bit to move, so it was another Amma. That's how we know Rishus Rabbim has to be 16 Amis. Because in the Midbar, the way they traveled, they used to travel with a span of 16 Amis. So one wagon was 5 Amis across, there was a space 5 Amis. And the next wagon, 5 amas, that's 15 amas, and a half an am on each side makes 16 amas. So Rav says, no matter where you throw something, whether it goes under the wagon, it goes on the side of the wagon, in between the wagons, it's al chayim, it's called the when it's Rishus Rabbim. Now we're going to ask the kasha, the wagon itself was covered. So why, if you throw under the wagon, are you chayiv? The wagon itself had like a covering. What was the covering? The kroshim themselves. The boards of the Mishkan used to lie on the wagon. So Kun says the whole wagon was full of boards. So if you go underneath the boards, it's like underneath a makaira. You're underneath the roof. So how could Rav say Yechayiv? Why is it called Rishus Rabim? That's the kashan. The other Rosh Mechiyim. I go tachtein, but the name is same Rishus Rabim. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, v'agolo is the Mishkan. The makura saw you. Why were they covered? Bikroshim. With the beams of the Mishkan himself, they used to carry the Mishkan, the boards, went along the wagons. Hazdurim aleim. Rochvon lo'orech hagolo. The width of the kroshim was along the orech of the agola. That means, let's say this here is a wagon going this way. It used to put the beams across this way. That's the reichiv, the width of the beams went along the orech of the agola. So you had a long, the kroshim were 10 amas. If they were 10 amas, we're saying now the wagon itself is 5 amas. So if it was 10 amas, that means you had 2.5 amas sticking out here of a kerish, and you had 2.5 amas sticking out here in a kerish. Now, Kunta says this wagon was the same thing. The wagon was like this, and the kroshim were going across it. The kroshim were 10 amas. If it's 10 amas, that means you have 5 in the center, and you have 2.5 sticking out. Kunta says there's 2.5 sticking out here, and 2.5 sticking out here. So, really, even in between the wagons, to say that the kroshim was sticking out, it was always considered makura. And befrat, the wagon itself was also covered up with boards. You put one carriage here right next to it. So you had a whole line of boards. So it was almost like a roof. So how could Rav say you throw underneath it Yechayiv Rishus Rabim? We're saying now Rishus Rabim has a kira, has a roof. You potter, it's not called Rishus Rabim. So Drashi, the kroshim has durim aleim, rochvon l'arich hagola, v'arkon l'rochvon al roshei dafnaseir. The arich, the length of the kroshim was along the width of the agolis. The wagon along the whole length of the wagon, Kesedah, they put beams, one right next to another. So the whole wagon was covered up with kroshim. And Rav says, Ubinayim, that means bein agol le'agola, between one wagon and another wagon, this in between is called Rishus Rabim. The AFLP, Shiroshi Akroshim, Yoitzim Lakan Lakan. The Roshim come out, the Mamish meets right in the middle. Lekamakan, Shtei Yamas V'machtzel L'choruach. It sticks out here 2.5 Amis, and from this one it sticks out 2.5 Amis. For Roshi Akroshim Shal Golazu, Magi and Roshi Akroshim Shal Zu. So it says both beings, Mamish, come and meet right in the middle. Shebetzidah, Shereichomish Amis Hoyo Bein Agol Agola. Between one wagon and another wagon was 5 Amis. Could Lekamon, I think more later is going to say. And the wagon itself was wide 5 amas. How do you have that? Means mamish the place where the ikka wagon was only 2.5 amas wide. Then ubein hadafanas befanim, between the walls of the wagon and the wheels, v'yuvei yafanim, and the thickness of the wheels, shtei amas samachsa, was another 2.5 amas. So together the wagon is considered 5 amas wide. Now v'yud amos orech hakerish, the kroshim, the beams of the Mishkan were 10 amos long. Ugeshorkoi nosan adif ni'agola, when you put the length of the beams across the width of the agola, the rochba nimtza beiz amos umachta boltin mikol tzad. You have 2.5 amos sticking out here and 2.5 amos sticking out here. Mikol tzad v'nimtza revach shebein beiz agolas mikura. Mamish, in the space in between these two wagons, has a roof over it. Since the kroshim are sticking out here 2.5 amis, and here 2.5 amis, the whole in between is makura, brosha kroshim, and still Rav said it's called Rishus Rabim. Right, the Rav says v'tideim, that means revach shebein doifin agola le'oifin. The space between the wheel and the wagon itself is also called Rishus Rabim. We'll be a fanim. So Rav Shver Rav, how could Rav say that underneath the wagons and in between the wagons is Rishus Rabim, it's Makura, and we're saying now that if you have Rishus Rabim that has a covering on top of it, your poster is not a Rishus Rabim. And for the Gemara, Ki Kama Rav Bidrosa. When did Rav say that's called Rishus Rabim? Bidrosa means the space in between the boards.